Hi, Max. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let me turn on my video. I didn't realize it was off. All right. It's very nice to meet you. I really enjoyed A Love Song. And I also realized that I had seen your short film, Lefty Righty. So that was really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for watching and being part of this.
Yeah, of course. So can you talk to me about what made you interested in exploring the dynamic of two teenage lovers who had like a misconnection reconnecting 40 plus years, maybe even more later in life?
I don't know. You live in a small town, like I think a lot of your community is going to be older, and I consider myself raised by the community and have loved and been loved by a lot of older people. And just sort of see the questions that start arising at a certain stage in life when people and their partners go different directions, be it through divorce or death or any of the many ways that people are taken apart from each other, and the different ways people consider the possibilities of what's next. And for some, there's a presumption that maybe there is nothing next, and acceptance of solitude, or a unhappy acceptance of solitude, which are two different things. But I also have seen a lot of people reconnect with people from their past in ways they didn't perhaps think possible. People very, very close to me. And that's its own beautiful thing. And I think there's kind of a strange and lovely magic of imagining that we don't know what's in the future, but that it can like truly surprise us in sweet and lovely ways. And of course, like it calls, you know, to me, it pulls up all sorts of fascinating questions about memory too, because memory and reality are not the same, in the same way that like our dreams and reality are not the same. And the, you know, the ways we think about the past, the ways we idealize it, the ways we can actually love it, or like the ways we can actually love the future. All of those things I just find really fascinating, and I think, you know, deal with every day. And I deal with that with place as well. Like that's my home and I love it. But maybe sometimes I feel like is what I love the memory of it, or is what I love my hopes for it rather than the present of it. Not to get too abstract, but like just, you know, like we're talking like a lot of hours of driving around and listening to music and like wondering what's next in life. And that's like a good chunk of what it boils down to.
So is where you filmed A Love Song, is that where you grew up?
Yeah. And I should also, just to complete that last answer, like, you know, I've like also fell in love. And like when you're deeply in love, as the world has shown us, like that's all you want to do is tell love stories. So that little burden on my back. But anyway, yeah, shot where I grew up. It's a lake I've been going to my whole life. The movie's full of my friends, and it's really, the movie really comes out of the community. Like it's such a small film, and there's no way we could have done it without the support of everyone from my family to the ranchers around us to the local game warden. I feel really blessed and honored by the support of that community.
I like what you said about memory, because there's like a texture to the film that in the colors and the way that it just looks, that makes it feel really nostalgic and like a memory that we're all sharing. So can you talk a little bit about like the process of the creating that?
Yeah. I mean, I work with great people. That's the beginning, and I take credit for their work. The cinematographer, Alfonso Herrera Salcedo, the production designer, Juliana Barreto. And I think like I kind of think of the story as something of a fable or a ballad, something a little abstracted, like an emotional experience of a reality more than, you know, realism or reality is like entirely uninteresting to me. Like, I think what matters are people and the things we feel. And I have no assumption that like trying to show things in their realest way is the most honest way to show things, because we're all experiencing our own sort of surreal little reality. And I hope that there's enough strangeness in the look and feel of the movie through film and through the colors we choose and the way that we frame the landscape and frame the characters, people will accept relatively early on that, okay, like this is a world that's going to have some of its own rules and maybe is a version of a memory somehow. And this doesn't mean it's untrue, like to the contrary, it's like deeply true, but in just a more personal and sort of subjective way. And hopefully that allows people to accept like the journey of the story on its own terms.
Can you talk a little bit about how you cast Dale and Wes as the two main characters? Because that it works so well because of your image and idea, but also because they are like top of their game in this movie.
Yeah, they really are. Dale has been in my head for years, ever since seeing her in Winter's Bone. Mm-hmm. She just took my breath away in that role, both just because she's like so goddamn good, but also because I had the rare experience of seeing an actor and being like, wow, that's like a real person. Like, this is someone I could have grown up with and could be my neighbor and could have raised me and I could have known. And I could just never get her out of my head after that. And this story really springs out of that. It springs out of all these like mushy thoughts that we've been discussing, but also just picturing her and picturing this landscape. And so I wrote the role for her and for this place. Like that's right there at the conception. Without knowing her or if she'd want to do it or anything like that. You know, it was such a strange leap of faith to take. And then when you start asking yourself, like, all right, well, who can share a screen with Dale Dickey? It's not a very long list, like such a powerful, honest presence. There's not many people who are going to feel real and beautiful next to that. And the idea of Wes Studi kind of arose early in the writing. And again, it's just like to picture him in my head, this character sort of started evolving in whole new ways. And that became its own beautiful image. And then after all of that, but still nicely, it's like, yeah, I do consider my little mission to try to show tough places in a gentle light. And I do like the idea of these characters who have played a lifetime of really tough characters and done it with such nobility, you know, having a romance. And like, that's not weird. That's just life. Like that's everyone does. And I'm okay that people find that really interesting, but honestly, those are just the right actors for the roles. And I don't think anyone else could have told so much through so much silence and given these characters such a presence and a sense of their past as these actors were able to do. Like they're just, like you said, like they're just really at the top of their game. They're just very good. I consider them legends, and I'm just like really honored to have had the chance to work with them.
All right. Well, thank you, Max. It was really great talking with you. Truly, I loved the movie.
Thank you. Those are great questions. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Bye.